98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Wednesday's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Hiya.
What's better than one microphone?
Two.
Here, use the third one over here.
Oh, that's too far. Like, I mean,
there you go.
Why don't they do this? So I have two microphones on either side of my face.
Yeah.
And if you... Oh, what happens now if I put them together? Are they both picking... What's going on in your ears?
It's just the same.
Is it? Okay, hang on. What about now?
Now you're just nowhere near the microphone.
For God's sake, fine.
What I would like to do is if this desk was enabled to phase it to the left and one microphone to the right and the other, then you'd be able to walk from one side of the room to the other. We could do ASMR, whatever the hell it's called.
No, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Hi, anyway, how are you? Cool, yeah. This is the Big Breakfast Bite Size. It's like a little tiny little nibble. What a big thing.
Today was the first time that we went for breakfast I've witnessed your app adventure. Where's your phone?
Yes, outside.
Of you kind of putting in what you're eating because you're watching what you've to eat, as in like counting your calories and macros or whatever the hell you're having.
Boring.
Macaroons. But like, it literally took you 10 minutes to make sure that you got what you needed to have.
And I still didn't, because you put in like, let's say avocado, and it tells you all the avocados that there are that have all the calories in it, and it ranges from 100 to 300. So you kind of have to guess a little bit, and then you could be over. Oh, it's
how
very
can one
different.
Avocado differ from another?
America. It has a lot of American chains in it.
Some will be nearly made into an avocado sauce, like a guacamole.
Yeah. It's difficult, but it's nice to go, okay, I can still have this, but I can have this. Like yesterday, for instance, I had a steak. Now, I was 100 over, but that's okay.
I think steak, you'd be grounded because, like, you know, there's your protein and your...
But I'd already had a whole day's worth of meal stuff, so I was getting close to it.
You also had cauliflower chicken. I want to know more.
No. Okay, so the Happy Pear lads, they're doing this like vegan thing in the Druids Glen Hotel. And they just asked me to go and try it. And they said, pop down and see. And so they had like a vegan pizza.
Yeah.
And they had cauliflower wings, which I've never had before.
So is it literally, they take cauliflower, mash it up and shape it into a wing?
Nope. They get cauliflower and they fry it in sauces. And somehow... very briefly, it feels like it's cauliflower chicken, but then it obviously the inside is all boiled, so it just kind of crumbles and it's gone. So it's like a real quick kind of like, oh no,
okay.
So it's absolutely like it's fine, but it's hollow. So if you ate two bowls of it, you'd be hungry in half an hour. But it definitely gave you that like, oh.
It's that kind of vegan trickery pokery where it's tricking you into thinking that it is.
Yeah.
Tastier and more meatier than it actually is.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I was vegetarian for a month and I didn't tell anybody, which is mad. Normally, that's not how it goes.
It's weird that you didn't tell anybody.
It just felt so hollow. Everything was like, I just want more. My body was like, all right, and it's very difficult to eat that much.
We went through a phase last year of eating quite a lot of vegetarian and vegan meals
during the week.
Yeah, so we might have maybe two meat meals, and a lot of the recipes we took from the Happy Pear books. And
no, they're good books. Yeah.
Some of them are really, really creamy and fatty and stuff like that. There was a lasagna that was just like cream and pasta, and that was it. But some of the stuff, like their vegan curries, are absolutely phenomenal. Like.
Yes,
but I never felt too full or hungry afterwards. So
it's a trip, man. Your body's a weird thing, like, you know. I don't fully understand it, but I'm happy anyway. Well, no, I'm not as happy as when I was eating everything I could. I was gaining a stone, but anyway, this is swings and roundabouts.
And you're no sugar intake?
I don't have sugar with anything, and then I'm trying not to have anything sugary,
so you're not getting any sugar buzz or kick or anything. What about like even dark chocolate?
No. What's got sugar in it that what's got sugary stuff in it? Sauces. A lot of sauces have sugars in it.
Oh, like sauces, jams are pretty much sugar.
Well, yesterday my app told me I could have butter instead of peanut butter, so that was fine. That's the only time I think
butter is fine.
It's got a bit of sugar in butter, hasn't it?
No, it's just literally butter. Butter is, so you've milk and then the top is cream.
Yeah.
Then you take the cream.
Yeah.
And you mix it till it turns to butter.
Right. Churn it.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. There's the happy breakfast pair. So keep track. It's going to be 3 more weeks of this shite. So like, I hope you're entertained by it, because then that's my holiday and I'll stop. I look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. Okay, bye.
Subscribe.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Club. And I don't want to close.
don't call me up.
Mabel, don't call me up on 98FM. It's 6:11 on the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Let's talk about England, shall we? The only reason I'm playing this is because if you think back, England had it so cushiony. Back then, like with the East India Trading Company and all the ships that they had and all the royalty and all the money, they essentially owned most of the world. And they were like, they weren't like, they didn't really care what anybody thought about them. I have to stop that. Yeah. They didn't give a crap. They were English, and they went around and they said, look, give us that and you can live there, but you have to give us all your money. And
good old-fashioned colonisation.
Yeah. And eventually those people said, I'm not really feeling this whole English vibe. I don't know who the Queen is. I've never met her in my life. I want my country back. And they kind of started losing the grip on Europe and everything. But you have to give it to them. They really went for it back when they actually could. And now I was sitting outside there listening to all the news reporters that live in this building, and they were talking about the thing that's happening now, which is the Brexit thing, which we don't really talk about at all. Well, I just think it's mad about how you could. It's kind of like the Romans. They had a great time. They took over all the places. They said, that's ours now. I'm going to have a bath there, and I'm going to have sex with all those people, and I'm probably going to get killed by my brother. And, you know, it's so much drama. It's like Game of Thrones. And to go from taking over most of the world to this decision happening in a couple of weeks, I think it's 2 weeks or something. It's definitely this month, where they have to decide whether or not they're going to float away up to Iceland or they're going to stay next to us. It's just mad. They're freaking out there, the news people, like, about how this is the biggest decision in the history of England, and they could literally have screwed themselves.
They literally have. Like, Theresa May last night, when I was watching the Parliament after the vote didn't go through. Yeah, I was watching BBC News last night, and the vote didn't go through. And her voice, I should have got a clip actually if I knew you were going to talk about this. Her voice, she sounded like Gollum. Yeah. She sounded like she was at the backyard having 40 smokes. She was like, oh, I can't go through with this Brexit, my precious.
The poor thing.
Yeah.
So I think they thought it could what can I can surmise from my 6 minutes outside there.
Go on.
Was that they thought they were going to nail it. They thought it was going to be typically British, and they were going to say, look, you can still have dealings with us, but we're not involved with you. We're not really feeling the whole European vibe. And then Europe said, fine, go on, so vote or something. And England said, right, we will. Who wants to do that? And they made a balls of it.
Yeah. It's all about power. Who wants to be in charge? And nobody's swinging at all.
Okay. Anyway, and then something about a hard border, which nobody wants.
Nobody understands it either.
Crap. 98 FM's.
Dermot Kennedy, Power Over Me. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 6:21. Recognise that music?
Don't insult me. I was only listening to it yesterday on Lyric FM.
How are you?
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, Star Wars, okay? And good news, Star Wars Galaxy Edge, the theme park, which is coming to Disneyland, Florida and California, has gotten a date. It's got a release date. It's on 14 acres of theme land. You can fly the Millennium Falcon on the Smuggler's Run. There's John Williams music throughout the whole theme park. There's even a cantina where you can drink Bantha milk, you know, the blue stuff that Luke is fond of.
How much are they paying you to say this?
None. But I've got a question for you. Ready for this? Okay, so Disneyland, California, right, here we go. So I'm going to play a little bit of the trailer of, they've released the opening date, okay? So have a quick listen.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, opening May 3rd. Disneyland Resort, and August 29th at Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay, so I beeped out a particular date. Why?
Because it's obvious.
Okay, what's the obvious part of it?
I'm looking for cameras here, because you're trying to prank me. May 4th.
You ready?
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, opening May 31st at Disneyland Resort.
What? Why? Why? Do they not know? Have they missed the boat? Did somebody get hit in the head with a lightsaber?
May, I got it.
I got it. Go on. I got it. Maybe, right? It's like having two people in the family who have the birthday on the same day. It ends up being a crap birthday for both people. So what they do is they have one on the Saturday and one on the Sunday.
Luke, you can't make excuses for this.
But that's probably why.
No.
They have the May 4th done. They probably booked in a lot of things and they have all the money spent. And now what are they going to do at the end?
No, not acceptable.
Oh, not acceptable.
No, it's probably not acceptable. Like, I'll you know, never go there now because of
lies.
This.
Lies, you know you're going. That sounds
I'm already
amazing.
Booked in.
Yeah, I was going to say. Bantamil. Ugh.
Whoa, I know. Yeah. His TLC, No Scrubs. It's 6:24, 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Rag and Bone Man and Calvin Harris Giant on 98FM at 7:09.
Baby girl, come and listen to me. And then the fantasy. That's all I got, sorry. Peter Andre. I was only watching Human Traffic there. Great movie that has a Peter Andre spiel in it. You should Google it. It's very fun. I like him, though. He seems like a nice guy. He loves his kids. Sure, he had that massive hit in the 90s and he took off his top when he was in the water. But hey, you know.
That's what makes a song work.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say it was a bad decision to marry Jordan. But in hindsight, he probably looks back and goes, Hooker. Why did I do that? Seemed like a great idea at the time. But, you know, they did have a nice relationship and they had kids and everything. But then Katie Price and himself split up and she went on to have kids with other people and stuff. But they're still sort of in the limelight. But one parent wants the kids on the TV and the other parent doesn't, which is never a good idea. So what Peter did is he went on TV to talk about it. Well, to kind of talk about it, because Piers Morgan, being Piers Morgan, when he went on the TV with him, of course, just straight away it was like, yeah, what's going on with you and Jordan? He has that ability to just go straight to the thing you're not supposed to ask.
It's called No Barrier. It's
no Barrier, yeah. So have a listen to him. Now, Peter, to be fair, actually holds this conversation really, really well.
Now, this is Katie saying that you won't allow the two kids that you have with Katie to appear in her reality show, right? And you're a hypocrite. How do you respond to the allegation?
Piers, you should know me by now that I don't talk about these things publicly. I never have. Why would I do that?
To be fair, Peter, yes. If someone makes an accusation about you on air, it's only fair that we put that to you.
It's a legal issue, so it should never be talked about.
Mm.
It should never be talked about. But it doesn't matter. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, wow.
If you're ever listening to this show and anybody we have on says anything to do with legal issues, like, for instance, I ask them about an ex or something, they say, that's actually a legal issue?
It's a legal issue, so it should never be talked about.
I won't say this.
About. Mm.
My reaction to you not wanting to talk about a legal issue won't be
about. Mm.
What would your reaction be? Go on, tell us.
I'd push this button.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
It solves everything.
He's right, though, isn't he? Like, she's mad as a brush anyway, and like having the kids being paraded out in front of the TV and everybody seeing it, he's right to have not allow them to be on, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, there's a dad's seal of approval.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, let's go on Peter Andre's side and play one of his songs.
Yeah, let's get some pocket money for the kids.
But there's loads. What song are we going to pick?
Well, let's spin the Peter Andre Wheel of Fortune and see what song pops up. You ready? Oh, it's a Mysterious Girl. Baby girl!
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
My heart did I've been pouring, yeah.
Picture this one drink on 98FM. It's a Big Breakfast.
So Cooper knows a lot about Dublin, right? Gotta admit, I don't know all the back streets. Recently, he passed me somehow between us both going home at the same time, and I thought I was definitely ahead of him. He knew he was in and out down a laneway, Temple Bar, and he was ahead of me. Not a bother on him, right? So he's the guy in the know. You'd be a great taxi driver.
Got skills.
So as I was coming back from having dinner with the missus last night, up in Druids Glen, that hotel place thing, right? It was on the M50, coming back. And I was like, oh, that's where they do the retro drive-in movies, you know, where Leopardstown, you know, it's on the right side.
Yeah.
And just as I was coming up to that, I saw what can only be described as, well, they're alien buildings.
I know.
Alien buildings from a different planet. It's essentially two alien-like clouds that have settled down right beside the racecourse, and no one seems to know what's in them. So when you drive up and they've got the lights on, it looks like it's a greenhouse because you can see trees on the inside. But then you get closer and you realise those trees are on the outside. So I'm driving by, I'm freaking out. The missus is freaking out. We're trying to figure out what's inside it. And I said, well, look, I'm going to ask Cooper on the radio, but I guarantee he'll know it. I don't know with Dublin. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to text now, 0877 98 98 98. What are in those alien buildings?
I'm going
to
write it down for you, okay?
Yeah, you got 18 seconds to do it. We'll give movie passes to the person who gives me the correct answer. On the right-hand side, just before...
Oh, I know exactly what they are.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're cool.
Definitely aliens, I'm saying, anyway. All here right. We go.
Quick, text it.
Wow. Okay, so there's a few answers here. Cooper, you can tell me if these are right or wrong.
Okay.
Is it Microsoft?
No.
Okay. Is it a gym?
It's part of a gym.
Oh, we got half an answer. Okay. Yeah. Is it a indoor football pitch?
Part of.
Oh, okay. Is it a daycare centre?
No.
Okay. Is it a tennis court?
Yes.
Ah, it's a tennis court! And you wrote down indoor tennis court as well. Yeah.
I've been in it. It's cool.
Why does it look like a bleeding alien structure?
I think it works. I think air keeps it up.
Okay.
I don't know how the science behind it, but I love air it. It's an amazing building. It's at Leopardstown Racecourse. They can see it right off the M50.
Congratulations to Andy King from Kilmacud. You said they are indoor tennis courts. You're getting the movie passes. Send us in your details. And thank you for putting my mind at ease. I still think they are aliens, though.
Oh, aliens built them, without a shadow of a doubt.
Ah, all right, I was half right.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Kungs, This Girl on 98FM. It's 10 to 8. This is The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Cuts.
Oh, no. The two of us are looking at each other here, flicking through our bits of paper. We're not going to lie to you.
Let's do
this. Hang on. Suzanne, we've no Greedy Cuts questions. Are you around? Oh, hi. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, thanks, Suze.
Thanks, Suze.
All right, okay.
Yeah, we nailed that. So smooth.
Might as well be honest instead of just panicking.
Owen. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm grand now.
Owen, over the weekend, did you go for dirty pints?
No, not this weekend.
No.
Oh, is this the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Owen.
Hi.
Who's in the car with you?
Well, Layla, who sent in the voice message, is not with me at the moment.
Oh, damn it. Well, tell her she's gas. Yeah, she sent in a message last week saying that her parents are going for dirty pints. And then the next day, I think you must have told her, here, tell them that we're not going for dirty pints. We're having a nice movie night.
Well, that was last weekend. We sat in and watched the movie. Yeah?
Oh, there you go. Guilty. All about balance, isn't it? It's all about balance.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you know the rules for Greedy Guts?
I do indeed.
Excellent. All right, you ready to play?
Yep.
Five questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and they're gone.
€25.
So Layla isn't there, but is it all you by yourself or is anybody else?
Oh, no, we've a helper here with me in work.
Oh, who's the helper?
Aisling.
Give her a name, man, for God's sake.
Aisling.
Yeah, I know. It's just this helper here.
I have one of my minions helping me.
Okay.
Yeah, she kind of is, but go on.
Oh, yeah, look, that's okay. Okay, for €25. What is the name of the storm that is right now blowing around Ireland?
Storm Garrett.
Garrett is right. Yeah, well done.
£25 is all yours. Would you like to take the cash and be gone? Or go on to the next question?
We'll go ahead for the next one.
All right.
€50.
I don't want to add pressure to you, Owen, but you are on Instagram Live as well.
Lovely.
Thousands of people on the internet looking at you. What colour screen is often used to create special effects in movies and TV? Is it pink, green, or yellow?
Green.
Green is
correct. Yes. You're on a winning streak at the moment, Owen. You got €50. Would you like to move on for question three, which is worth €100?
We go for the 100.
Oh God.
€100.
Are you into your sports at all, Owen?
A little bit.
All right, Grant. For €100, Owen and his helper, minion, Aisling. I'll kill him. Who did the FAI announce as Ireland's youngest player of the year?
Declan Rice.
Well done.
Well done. You're getting love hearts on Instagram Live and everything. That's fab.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Owen. A lot of people sometimes bail at this. They take the €100. Would you like to move to question four, which would get you €250?
Imagine. Yeah, so the benchmark is 250, so we'll go for that.
Is the benchmark 250?
Yeah.
All right, news to me.
€250.
Apparently there's a Facebook group. It's called The Benchmark is 250 on Greedy Goods.
Right.
Yeah.
Five questions, €250, get one. No, it's not the same.
No.
Do you watch First Date Zone at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you €250 if you can tell me which Dublin hotel they film that show in.
Is it the Gibson?
Yes!
Well done.
Good man.
And no clues.
Well, yeah, some people might say I didn't give me any clues yet. You might be right there, Owen.
No clues.
Oh, you telling me?
Are you boasting or looking for clues? Because you got one.
Well, I'm kind of hoping now you're going to tell me what the last question is about so we can decide whether to go on or not.
Okay. Well, Owen, your logic is sound. I think you're a very confident man, and we really enjoy having your daughter on, giving us traffic updates and letting us know what's happening in the world. But for €500, the next question is about an author.
Oh. I know nothing about books.
Ah, stop. Books are very important, though, aren't they, Owen?
They are very important, but I know nothing about them.
All the kids out there loving reading.
Yeah, and Layla loves reading, but I think I'm going to take the 250.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I know nothing about books or authors.
I'll give it to you. €250, Owen, all yours.
Tell us the question.
No.
Okay.
Go on, I will then. What author, or which author, sorry, wrote Silence of the Lambs?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Thomas Harris, obviously. God, duh.
Lovely. €250, that's great.
There you go. Enjoy that. Tell Layla what we're asking for.
We will. Thank you.
Go on,
thank
see you, bye. And bye, Ashley. Bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Oh, yeah. So I think everybody's born being good at maybe two things. And one of those two things, I can't talk about the other one on the radio, is racing cars.
Why are you smiling at Sue in the background? Y'all know what I was talking about.
So if you think you're as fast as me, well, we'd like to invite you, wink wink, to race me, to come down to Colmore Karting with a group of listeners and try and beat the dude off the radio.
Now, there's a reason we're doing this is because a couple of months ago, Luke organised a staff night out, mm-hmm. and he organised a lovely prize for a weekend away, mm-hmm. and whoever won the race would get this prize. Luke took part in the race, even though he organised it for everybody, and Luke would race semi-professionally anyway, and took the prize, and we're all annoyed at him, so he doesn't think anybody can beat him.
This is where you come in. So if you're listening now going, I can do that. I can beat you. Then not a problem, actually. 0877 98 98 98. You can, one, say that you beat the dude who was on the radio, and two, you win the holiday. You win the weekend away, so to speak. So you take the prize. Now, on the flip side,
yeah.
Stephen and producer Sue's in the background, if I win, I keep the weekend away, which means I get two of them. So this is compounded. It would annoy Sue's even more. It would make my month.
The gas thing is, like, you are 120% confident that nobody can beat you on this track.
Yeah, there's people out there that race karts. You know, I'm not the only person that drives fast in Ireland. I've seen them. I'm going down to Tully Ellen Karting Society at the end of the month to see their opening championship. I know there's lots of fast races out there. But let's see if you can beat me around Colmore.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Tuesday is when we're holding the race. If you're free around 7 o'clock, you want to come down, text now 0877 98 98 98. If you think you got what it takes.
It'll be a fun evening as well, there's no doubt. Will you organise pizza like the last time?
Definitely, yeah.
Cool.
98FM's Big Breakfast. I was
on Zayn, Pillow Talk. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 8:51. Good morning.
I do enjoy when you listening get heavily involved in the show, and I can always kind of tell because the texts stop becoming just maybe one or two words and they start being big sentences. So I asked you if you want to race against me at Colmore Karting next week
because you think you're the best,
then text in.
Now I'm interested to see that we've not enough women getting involved?
Well, we've a few. There's a lot of people saying that, like Shelley says, I don't know if I beat you, Luke, but I certainly take it down a peg or two.
Ooh, I like that.
Sure, I can definitely beat him. I always floor it when I'm driving my Fiat Panda, says Graham.
Nice one, Graham.
Well, Fiat Panda, the 100 brake horsepower was a really nice one. Could myself and my son try and beat Luke, Gareth and Crumlin? Well, you never know. I would smoke him, says Katrin. Ooh. And then we have, just like you asked for, Yvette. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, is it Yvette? Because I don't want it to be Yvette. I want it to be Yvette.
Yeah, technically, you know, on paper it's Yvette, but you know, Yvette will do.
Yeah, that's what they call you in work now, I'd say, is it?
Everybody's calling you now.
Yes. Okay, Yvette. Have you ever been go-karting before?
Loads of times.
Doesn't sound very confident to me, Cooper.
Loads of times. I actually only in the summertime beat a record in Tenerife go-kart. And I'm like, do you put your names up on the lights and up on the boards? And I was number one for like a day.
And was that, that the kiddies go-kart, was it?
Oh, no. 452 strokes.
Nice. So, well, first things first, congratulations, Yvette, Yvette. You were the first woman to sign up, so you're straight
lovely.
In.
Lovely.
And I hope you'll bring your cheerleader pom-poms because...
Luke O'Faylon.
I'm joking.
I'm going to bring my helmet, my own personal helmet. I'm going to whip your ass.
Oh, right. We're bringing our own helmets today. Yes. All right. Yeah. We do the same. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be exactly the same to all the lads that have all the confidence in the world because they all need to be taken down a peg or two as well.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday. I'll give you pizza and you have to try and beat me when we go really fast around the racetrack.
Perfect. Good luck, Luke.
See you. Bye, Yvette.
Bye.
Don't eat the pizza till after the race.
Because it sticks near to me.
It's more weight on the cart.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
That's my excuse from losing the last time.
You didn't lose.
Well, I ate pizza before I was second last.
There you go. Yeah, don't be putting yourself down too much. Thank you for all the texts. We can see them all here. All the WhatsApps. All the confidence in the world. People talking about how... You are reaching now. Carts are different. No two carts are the same. Yeah, right. I have the fast one, do I? I love this. Yes.
Okay. There's still a few places to fill on this, all right? And it's next Tuesday, mm-hmm. In Como Karting, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So if you want to come, 0877 98 98 98 if you want to race. But also if you want to come and watch, you're more than welcome as well.
Of course. All right.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
The 915 Mystery Machine.
First time ever on time.
No, I did it once, a couple of months back. Oh, delighted with that. All right, so we got to welcome producer Suzanne.
Hello.
And for some reason, Darren Cleary.
There's a reason, I think.
Oh, is there? Are you going to do this?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, no. Why did you let him in?
Oh, I thought it was a special occasion. That's what the memo said.
Yeah. Come into the studio.
Yeah.
I thought she was joking. You're going to ruin this.
Sorry, in advance.
Okay, well, do you want to do it there? What's it say on your screen?
Oh my God, it's a special Cheltenham 915 Mystery Machine. And it says you all have to play with me.
Ew.
Yay.
To mark Cheltenham, we're putting Big Breakfast team to the test. Who knows, their mares from their fillies. We're going to find out in a game we like to call Pony or Baloney.
Oh.
Trademark patent pending. It's very easy. Cooper, Luke and Suze, all you have to do is tell me if these are actual horses or something that the Mystery Machine... Should stress this, the Mystery Machine generated.
Okay.
So not me, the Mystery Machine.
Okay, I think we can do this.
I think we can do this.
Best of luck, team.
Will we start?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
We're going to start with Cooper.
Hi.
Sugar Baron.
Sugar Baron.
Sugar Baron.
Sounds like a horse. Don't know if I put my money on it, but yeah, go for it.
It's a pony! Bing. No, Bing is the good
right.
one.
Sorry.
Baloney is the bad one.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, now we know how it works.
Yeah. Okay, Luke, pants and wants.
So is this a phony or a baloney?
No,
a pony or a baloney.
Okay, give me the one more time.
Pants and wants.
Pants and wants. Sounds like what happens to your legs when they get wet.
What?
Yeah, that's a real name. That's a pony.
No, it's something a man said on the telly.
I'll stay in the back garden with me dog. I think it's the greatest load of pumps and wants. All the Americans are over here. Oh my God, I love this. I love Ireland. They doing my
Jesus.
He really doesn't like Paddy's Day.
Ponce and Wands makes sense when you do it in a Dublin accent, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ponce and Wands.
Oh, now I know what you mean.
And your wet, soggy legs.
Yeah, soggy shorts. Yeah.
Cooper.
Yeah.
No, Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's
Sue. Sue, sorry, Sue. Beckham's balls.
I hope that's true.
Do you fancy Beckham's balls? Might be running today, 3 o'clock.
One ball.
Fancy my chances with Beckham's balls.
One ball, good. Two balls, bad.
Is it a
Yeah, let's say it is, yeah.
No, it's baloney.
So far on the lead is Cooper.
Cooper.
It's a horse racy thing.
Question for you. Ryan Tuberty's Tidy Whiteys.
This better be.
Oh my God. I hope some horse trainer has come up with this. Yeah, I'm going to say pony.
Of course it's not a pony.
Ah, rubbish.
Who would name their horse that?
I would.
It's like animal cruelty. Luke.
I like this game.
Brown Windsor.
Brown Windsor.
Brown Windsor.
It's a collection of two words that don't make sense. I think that is a pony, sir.
It is a pony.
Yes.
So 1-1-0.
Okay.
Suze, passing wind.
Okay.
That's animal cruelty as well, isn't it?
Horses really do that as well.
Passing wind, passing wind.
He's passing wind.
He's passing wind on the inside.
You were a boy for that.
Yeah, go on, it's a good name.
It's a pony! Yes.
We're all even.
Luke.
Yes.
Smelly rotten strawberries.
Wow. Yeah, I don't like the strawberries, so I'm going to say that's a phony.
Yeah, they are phonies. It's baloney too.
Oh, sorry. That as well.
Cooper, to win it.
Good man, Darren.
May the horse be with you.
Yes, that is a pony.
It is, yeah! Cooper! Yeah!
98 FM's. 98 FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Now, I think there should be some people that are exempt from getting reported or sued or arrested. And one of those people are comedians, right? A comedian's job is essentially to say things that other people are scared to say or haven't thought of saying. And then you go and you watch the person and you go, huh, I can't believe you just said that. That's their thing, you know, the taboo, the weird, the wonderful, the funny. And Tommy Tiernan did that and got reported to the guards.
What?
Yeah, so he was up in Belfast and he made a load of jokes, politically themed, and they reported him. A lot of people reported him. Numerous calls from unionists who had to get up and leave the Tommy Tiernan concert. He's supposed to make people do that. That's his job.
If you get offended by anything, don't go to a comedy club or show.
Yeah, I mean that's literally if there's barriers to it, then you can't. I think you've already lost. And I know some people say, well, there's some things that you just can't make fun of. And to that, I say you are right. Unless you're a comedian at a comedy show. It's not right there on the dinner table. So anyway, let's see what happens with that. From that to Aladdin. So the full trailer for the new Aladdin remake or reimagining, whatever you want to call it, that's just been out. And a lot of people are saying it looks a lot better. I think it kind of looks much the same. But they found an actor for Iago, the parrot.
The parrot, yeah.
Yeah, he sounded like this.
Know something, you're nothing without me. What? Who comes up with all the good ideas? Me! Who does all the work? Me!
So he's gonna have to be someone who can do the thing.
And they found him. It's the guy who voiced King Candy from Wreck-It Ralph.
Milk my duds! It's Wreck-It Ralph!
Yeah? Who are you, the guy that makes the donuts?
No, I'm King Candy.
So it's Alan Tudyk, I think is how you pronounce his name. You'd know him from being King Candy. He was also in A Knight's Tale, and he was in Rogue One Star Wars, where he was K2SO. Really, really good voice actor.
He was also Pirate Steve in Dodgeball.
There you
who
go.
Who also talked like that throughout the whole movie.
So he's good with his voice, is what we're saying. He's good, he's good. I like good addition. I don't know why they didn't use the original actor for the parrot, because he was quite good as well. And finally, speaking of singing and using your voice, this is what happened when Courtney Cox's daughter jumped on stage with Snow Patrol. She can sing.
Emotional, isn't it?
Yeah, there we go. It's good. We'll give it to her. That was the gossip cord, Luke. Now go on, peace.
and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
All right. As promised, producer Suze has come in here now. We've no idea what she's about to talk about. She could literally kill our careers with the next couple of minutes. She could say something anti-Semitic or, I don't know, anything could come out of her mouth.
Yeah, kill my own career.
Well, we're trusting you.
Thanks.
What have you got?
Trust is always good. Don't be too trusting today, because I'm actually going to go down the scientific route.
Oh, good.
Don't be asking me too difficult questions. This is a layman's term kind of science explanation, okay?
Okay.
So we're going over to Russia for this One More Tune story. And scientists in Russia have built what they are loosely describing as a time machine.
Oh, come on.
No word of a lie. Really? Only in Russia would they say they've built a time machine. And then the Americans say, we've built a bigger one. So, researchers, they've delved into the laws of thermodynamics, right?
I love that.
So, thermodynamics governs the direction of time's arrow. So, time goes from past to future. And they've played with that arrow and they've bent it and they've made it go in reverse.
You don't need to explain to us, Suze. We know what you're talking about.
So in their scientific experiments, they've gone down to electrons, which are small. They're part of an atom. And they've done what is the equivalent in those miniature sizes is breaking balls in a game of pool. And they scatter around the table. And then they're able to get the balls that scattered to reverse in time and go back to the exact formation. Like time has shifted. So instead of going...
Hang on, I just got to give her the cheers. She's doing really well. I want to encourage her.
Thanks. So instead of going from past to future...
Yeah.
It's gone from future to the past.
Yeah, no, yeah, I got that. I'm loving this.
I'm just trying to write the formula down here.
Skin of her teeth, she's going here.
Yeah. So we can tweet the formula, just so people understand.
Yeah, exactly. Hang on, how do I do this at home? It's very difficult. So if they keep going along those lines, essentially they've discovered how you can turn back time.
Wow.
Now, they've only discovered it with electrons, which is very small, but they could do it, I guess, in a million years, we'll be able to do it with bigger.
A million years? Hypothetically, in a million years, we could do a lot of things.
So, hang on a second. If in a million
years... That was science talk for you.
That's really good.
If in a million years they were able to do time travel, surely they would have come back now and said, that form is just a little bit wrong, just do that. And they're like, how do you know? Oh, we did it like a million years from here.
The one rule about time travel is you don't tell anyone you're from... a distant future, because then you'll ruin history.
Exactly. Suze on the ball today.
Yeah, I actually trip her up. I could be from the future.
Only
you
a time
know.
Traveler would say that.
Alright Suze, you have this this is an unlimited possibility for songs, I suppose.
Yeah, I actually chose this song yesterday. It's If I Could Turn Back Time.
FM's Big Breakfast.
I don't know about you, I'd be happy to play Cher.
I wish I could go back to yesterday and tell you not to pick that song.
0877 98 98 98. Russia, time machine, thermal thingies, electrons, atoms. What are you going to give to us? 0877 98 98 98.
It's 9:42. We'll play some Halsey Without Me next on The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
Me and Coop want to thank you anyway for not ruining our careers by saying something anti-Semitic or racist.
I would never.
For your One More Tune story. You did say something about time travelling though.
I did, yeah. In Russia, scientists are claiming to have invented kind of a time machine. So in the world of electrons, in tiny minuscule things that you can't see, they've done the equivalent of making a break in a game of pool, the balls scatter everywhere, and then they can turn back time and reverse that. So they all go back into their pyramid formation.
No. So if you're playing pool in Russia, you're going to lose. Song suggestions coming in. I think this is a great suggestion. Nobody said it was easy. But Pinky and Perky here don't like slow, sad songs, so we're not getting that.
Even yawned when I heard that.
You yawn when people are exploding around you. You yawn at anything. The Titanic was sinking, she was yawning. How about the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Watch that as a teenager and it gave me some weird thoughts. No, none of that is one.
We have a winner though. Scott and Ballyfermot. Ballymant. Craig David with Artful Dodger. Rewind.
When the clocks say bow.
Time travel.
Rewind. Winter Selector. 98 FM's.